launching into the third hour of the program, you are invited to take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And joining you here tonight, it's Ian.
And Wayne.
And Mark.
Once again, 1-800-259-9231. We can talk more about the SWAT team raid for a student loan here in a little bit. But first, let's go to Tony, listening in Michigan. Tony, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Wayne, and Mark.
Oh, awesome. How you guys doing?
Hey, great. Tony, what's on your mind tonight?
Oh, well, just commenting on the story you talked about, how, you know, the warrant that was served through the auspices of the Department of Education. You guys are familiar, obviously, with what happened to Jose Sereno.
The Marine.
The Marine, obviously. Well,
this is the guy that was shot 70 times or something like that?
Yeah,
shot
and then and the police purposely withheld medical treatment. Mm-hmm. They didn't let the ambulance go. Yeah. Well, I'm in my first year in law school up here, and I can tell you the exceptions that have been created to how officers can violate your property rights through the Fourth Amendment. There's no way that a lawyer is going to be able to argue this in court to stop it. It's going to take people on the state level to finally wake up, and I honestly don't know. I don't know if it was Mark who said before, I honestly think we're in a position to where it's going to take probably nearly a total police state to really stop what's going on. Because there's too much of this affinity for law enforcement in America, at least right now. There's anger. I just see it with my classmates, even in school. They just justify law enforcement tactics. Because it must be a criminal. That's why they did it.
Yeah. It's amazing how many criminals are just running around. But, the major media has you kind of scared that way. If you turn on the nightly news, it's petrifying. Mm. It's petrifying.
But there's also that attitude in the media that these people are just parroting what they hear in the media or what's being implied by these stories.
Right.
Tony, anything else you want to share tonight?
Oh, no, I just wanted to call in. I appreciate your guys' show, and I've been listening to you for the last year or so.
Thanks for the call, man. I appreciate hearing from you. Thank you at 800-259-9231. Mark, where did the information come from that this was about a student loan? Because I'm now seeing claims that it was, in point of fact, not about a student loan.
No, it is. But it's his wife, not him.
The claim here is that it was about an ongoing criminal investigation. Justice Department spokesbureaucrat from this is News10.net reporting confirmed that federal agents with the Office of the Inspector General, OIG, not local SWAT, served the search warrant. He would not say specifically why the raid took place, except that it was part of an ongoing criminal investigation. Hamilton said the search was not related to student loans in default, as reported in the local media.
Well, it was the reason. Where did he come from? It came from the local media. That was the report, as it was stated. Now, if the question here is are they covering up for what was clearly a very stupid move? Or is there, in fact, what is this ongoing criminal investigation?
I don't know.
Was it the boyfriend or the husband who suggested that it was because of the student loan?
Well, that's certainly what it sounded like to me when I was listening to the clip.
Like. So according to this, it's the OIG.
By the way, his claim is that the cops fixed his door. Have you ever
heard? That's unusual.
Have you ever? Well, they didn't really fix it. They put a
little block. They put a big little block of wood on the hole and said it was fixed.
Yeah. I mean, when was the last time you heard of cops fixing a door? So that just says to me that they feel like they did something wrong.
Well, again, it wasn't the local cops. According to this story, the Stockton Police Department said it was asked by federal agents. Then, for those of you just tuning in, we're talking about a raid that allegedly happened by the federal government over somebody not paying their student loans. And now they're claiming that that's not the case, but they're not going into details as to why they did. So there's no official statement on the part of the feds, these OIG, Office of Inspector General. They're not speaking regarding why they were there. The man of the home says it's because of a defaulted student loan.
Well, in this story, it says the Department of Education refused to comment on the incident, saying that they would not do so until the case was closed. So it is the Department of Education, and it does relate to student loans, but maybe there was some fraud involved?
Perhaps. The OIG is a semi-independent branch, whatever that means, of the Education Department that executes warrants for criminal offenses such as student aid fraud, embezzlement, of federal aid and bribery. According to Hamilton, the agency serves 30 to 35 search warrants each year.
That's not very many.
No.
And the Stockton Police Department said it was asked by federal agents to provide one officer and one patrol car just for a police presence when carrying out the search warrant. Police officers from Stockton did not participate in breaking Wright's door, handcuffing him, or searching his home. So it is not as it may perhaps
sound. Of course, they didn't stop it either. I mean, this group of people that you pay to protect and serve you, and apparently he didn't do any investigation into what this was going on, he's not reporting. He's not saying, I investigated this, and this was this has to do with an ongoing criminal investigation regarding this subject's participation in the transportation and use of illegal drugs. He's not reporting that.
We continue here with you and your thoughts. Let's go to Greg, listening in Tennessee to XM Satellite Radio's America's Talk. Hello, Greg.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I'm new to your show. I just happened to be surfing through the show radio here and found you.
Welcome aboard. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I wanted to give everybody a whole different look at this Anthony Weiner thing.
Okay.
you won't hear people say this. I mean, this is what my take on the whole thing is. We've got basically a socialist government, and any member of our government or Congress that is in the way of that socialist movement, they must be destroyed. And this is what they're doing into I'm thinking of Ron Blagojevich, because Ron Blagojevich, the day before he was arrested, he said that his state was no longer going to do any banking with Bank of America at all. And then, lo and behold, he gets arrested that night, and we know what happened to him. Now, what was Anthony Weiner going to expose about this corrupt government that he needed to be stopped?
It seems to follow that pattern.
This sounds like this is going down the path of conspiracy theory. I mean, Anthony Weiner admitted to tweeting by accident a picture of his junk. And you would think that if he was taking some firm stand against, I don't know, the Trilateral Commission, the Council on Foreign Relations, the New World Order, whatever it is that he's doing, that he wouldn't then come out and publicly admit a few days later, yes, I accidentally tweeted a picture of my junk.
Let us remember that kids are doing this all the time, sexting. They do it all the time. So
you're not congressman. It's not appropriate behavior.
Especially for a married congressman. Nobody's proposing this guy go to jail for it. He's not even saying he's going to step down. I mean, it's his credibility that's shot because he's married.
Well, Greg, are you suggesting that it was somehow a setup?
Not necessarily. It's probably something that he did do, and he is guilty of it. But we got to think of Kennedy. I mean, Kennedy was corrupt, but the media never attacked him. And there's other examples of that in history. I don't know which one. Exactly.
But there's no pictures.
But my point is that they're using this to destroy the man and his credibility, and I feel it's because there's a whole different agenda to it other than just him showing his suspicious package off to somebody.
I disagree. Guys send pictures of their most valuable asset, because that's what they believe it is, to people all the time. Guys that are in Congress are no different. I suspect
he is different because he's got more hubris than the average guy. I mean, he believes he's special because he's in Congress, and so.
Well, how do you believe he believes he's special? How's he acting differently?
Well, people who are in positions of power believe they're more special than others.
You're not backing up the question.
My wife and I have a saying. It doesn't matter where I get my appetite, as long as I always come home for dinner. And that's what it all boils down to. It doesn't matter what he was doing on the Internet. He was not physically doing anything to her or meeting her or any of that the above. I mean,
this is not a whole bunch of much ado over nothing, really. However,
tacky behavior.
I also think that you're coming from kind of a paranoid perspective, the idea that this guy is somehow against the system or is working to change the federal government.
I understand
government.
It. He was one of the most liberal Congress critters in there, so he's probably...
And I want to know where you go for lunch.
Thanks, Greg, for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. You know, if there was any truth to what he was saying, then why haven't they taken out Ron Paul? Ron Paul is, his ideas are really dangerous.
He's
to this
guy.
It's Free Talk Live.
As a smoker, you know traditional cigarettes are unhealthy, and the taxes be the very beast stealing your freedom to smoke. That's why the Vapor Station offers an assortment of electronic cigarette kits. Each rechargeable, refillable kit is an effective, affordable alternative to smoking. No combustion, no tar, no foul lingering odors, and no smoke, secondhand or otherwise. Just inhale pure enjoyment and exhale vapor. Take a puff just about anywhere without getting hassled. Get your e-cigarette kit now at VaporStation.com.
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Fellas, are you looking to spice things up in the bedroom? Been fantasizing about surprising your lover with an adventurous new toy or adult movie? Well, here's an offer you won't be able to resist. Go to AdamandEve.com, and for a limited time only, you'll get 50% off just about any item. But that's not all. Oh, no. When you select your one item at 50% off, you'll also receive 3 free adult DVDs for a little inspiration. Plus, a free extra gift so sensual, we can't mention it on the radio. And to top it all off, we'll even throw in free shipping on your entire order. And no, we're not teasing. So check out AdamandEve.com today for this special offer. Get 50% off one item when you type DEAL21 for the offer code upon checkout. When you do, you'll get 3 free DVDs, a free extra gift, and free shipping. Just use offer code DEAL21 at AdamandEve.com.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection guaranteed or your money back.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month, I completely vanished.
Usually, you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free and bring up what you want. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you features there for free. You can enjoy them on us. Go to freetalklive.com to do that. But if you like the fact that everything's free on the website, you can voluntarily support us. We actually accept payments in Bitcoin. You can go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com, or if you're anywhere on freetalklive.com, you look in the top right section of the website. There's a little Bitcoin logo there. You click over to that and get the details on how to send in your Bitcoins. If you, for whatever reason, actually want to send somebody a Bitcoin because they just keep going up and up in value. In the last 24 hours, it's gone up by $5. It's now just under $30, $30 per Bitcoin. As of 3 months ago, 4 months ago, it was 70 cents. It's just been skyrocketing. And you can learn more at weusecoins.org.
Yeah, Bitcoins are kind of like the Internet's version of cash. They're an anonymous Internet currency, and it's gaining popularity every day. They're free to use, free to accept, and free from inflation forever. So that's the difference between the Internet cash and real sort of Federal Reserve notes.
Yeah.
They're not free from inflation forever. You can use Bitcoins anywhere in the world. They're essentially a new Internet currency, and their value is going, as you said, Ian, up, up, up. You can find out more about how to use Bitcoins and how to get them and all those things at weusecoins.org. Everything else, all the other currencies seem to be diminishing in value. Mm-hmm. Bitcoins are going up. Weusecoins.org.
1-800-259-9231. I think the Bitcoin is one of the biggest threats to the legitimacy of the state, to the existence of the state that has come along thus far, and I'm pretty excited about it. All right, so we'll continue here. But by the way, just one more thought on Greg's call there, the idea that this Wiener guy has been set up. It's just a big setup, and the world powers are trying to crush him because he's threatening the socialist United States of America. And I don't know what his policies are, but he's a Republican or Democrat or something.
He's a Democrat. But the guy who allegedly brought this out was Breitbart of Breitbart TV, who is a Republican operative. So many times these things also get stoked up from the opposing party.
I just know that if somebody...
It's fun and games in the political arena. Yeah.
If somebody was actually a threat to the status quo, then I think we would have heard about him before. Mm-hmm. And I never heard about this guy. So as far as I'm concerned, he's just like any other Republican or Democrat. Just another control freak. Somebody else who believes he knows best how to run your life. That's why he ran for office, so he can try to run your life. Tell you what to do. Tell you how much to pay him and his buddies in the federal government.
And get rich.
Right. So the idea that there is some sort of cabal of people that is has brought this about because he's somehow threatening the existence of the socialism in the U.S. government. By the way, it's socialist and fascist all at once, like all rolled into one little ball.
Well, fascism is sort of it's a form of socialism. It's just that you've got the state and the big corporate powers in bed together right out in the open.
Yep. Well, of course, socialism is total control by the state of all industry, though, right? I mean, that's where...
Well, the National Socialists in Nazi Germany, that was a fascist government, that was... And same with... Mussolini's Italy, and Mussolini was a former communist, and then he became the fascist leader of Italy, and he best said it. He said it was the merger of state and corporate power.
So I brought up this question of, well, if it's true that there's the evil Bilderbergers or whoever are trying to crush those who would threaten the status quo, then why haven't they crushed Ron Paul? Your response, Mark, and we were going to break, so you didn't have much time to respond, was, well, he's a Boy Scout.
Yep.
Well, okay, yeah, it's true. You're probably not going to get a picture of Ron Paul tweeting his penis on the Internet. However,
it would be all shriveled up anyway.
As I understand it,
they could put him in front of a moving train and solve that problem.
You could kill him off, but what I'm saying is you can't, you may very well murder the guy at that point, I don't know, but you can't sort of undermine him from a moral standpoint. As I understand it, if he won't go anywhere alone with another woman, into an elevator or anything like that, that's just the kind of guy he is.
Gotcha. So your thoughts are welcome. 800-259-9231. We continue here with your calls and thoughts. Let's go to Dustin listening in Nebraska. Dustin, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, I want to say something about, like, I appreciate everything you guys do. Like, not just you guys, all of you guys. And specifically, I was watching the Jefferson Dance Party live streaming, and at one point there was 2,000 people watching that live. And wow. I saw the little widget to donate to Tally TV, and I don't really donate too much, but I felt that I had to donate, so I donated.
Oh, cool.
And later on, I was encouraging, you know, other people to donate and on Facebook, and other people said, oh, yeah, I donated, and... So then I messaged Tally, and he said he only got $15 from it. It's ridiculous. People need to get more money. Like, what you guys do, I mean, you take in your time and your effort and your funds, and, you know, the opposition, the statists, they have so much money behind them.
So how many of the $15 was your money?
It was only five, but
okay.
It's I've got to say that when I see somebody doing something I like, I'd rather toss them the $5 or something like that. It's not like I'm.
No, I wasn't coming down on him. I thought maybe all 15 was his, and he was the only one who donated anything.
I'm suggesting to people out there that the $5 isn't going to harm you that much, but the $5 to somebody else really makes them feel like that what they're doing is important.
Yeah, and it is nice. It's nice to have that happen. I agree with you. I mean, you should support things that you agree with and that you believe in, especially if somebody's doing the work you wish you could. Like Jason Talley is on the ground in D.C. or was on the ground in D.C. The Civil Disobedience Fund sent him down there, and that's because people have donated to the Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund. So we were able to send him down there. He probably wouldn't have been able to afford it on his own. So it's because of donations like yours that the CD Evolution Fund was able to send Talley down there. But Talley's also willing to take some risk. I mean, he's down there at this risky event where the police could have cracked down. They could have gone after him just for having a video camera, whether he was dancing or not. And they didn't, and so that's good news. But it is important for people to support what they believe in, especially if they can't be there themselves to do the things that they're enjoying seeing being done. If they want to continue seeing those things be done, then it makes sense to get behind them financially. However, I would never rake someone over the coals for not doing it. Everybody has their reasons for or not doing something, and they may be in the process of preparing to move to New Hampshire, and they may need every single dollar they can get, or they may be behind on their school loan payments. They don't want the SWAT team to come in and raid their home. Or they may, who knows what their individual circumstances are. For some people, it's just not something that they can do. Now, did all 2,000 people who watched that event, could all of them not afford to throw $5, $3 towards Talley's way? Of course, some of them could.
Seems pretty unlikely, yeah.
If a quarter of them gave a dollar, that's still $500. I mean, that's so much money, to you guys.
Yeah, no doubt. I have a general idea of the frugalness with which Talley lives, and that kind of money really would take him a long way.
Yeah, there's no
doubt. Truth.
Well, and I appreciate the suggestion, and hopefully people will take it to heart. But at the same time,
I want to encourage people to do that.
Yeah, and that's right. It's all about encouraging people and maybe giving them a reminder, because some people maybe they didn't see the donation link, or maybe they just figured, I'll do it some other time and kind of forgot about it. There are all kinds of reasons why people will or won't do things, but certainly positive encouragement is good. Like, it wouldn't do me any good to get on the air every night and complain because, not everybody's an amplifier. Well, that's okay. I understood that going into this. I understood that by offering this show for free, and thanks for the call, by the way, I appreciate hearing from you, but by offering the show for free, that most people were going to take it for free and never send a single dollar in.
Enjoy it.
Yeah, and I understood that. But that's okay. I'm willing to do that because I want people to hear the advertisements, be entertained, listen to another episode, get the ideas of liberty, get them straight and understand them, and maybe down the line, once they're inspired enough, they'll get behind Free Talk Live or behind Jason Talley or the Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund or whatever it is that they think's exciting. We're coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Where can you find a super strength supplement for thyroid health and thyroid protection? Right here at ThyroidKI.com. Thyroid KI is a super strength potassium iodide supplement formulated to support optimal thyroid health and protection. Thyroid KI is made with only high-grade ingredients and is independently tested for purity. The potassium iodide found in Thyroid KI is absorbed by the thyroid and may offer maximum protection against radioactive iodine exposure. At only $19.90 for a 30-day supply, Thyroid KI is independently tested for purity and is formulated in convenient 32.5-milligram tablets for easy administration in children and adults. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com. Use coupon code GCN for a 10% discount. Again, mention coupon code GCN for 10% off your order. Call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444 for Thyroid KI today.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher-safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring us anything that you'd like at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, and we'll give you the features on the site for free. So enjoy those. Mobile site included. If you've got a smartphone, you want quick access to our live streams, as well as the podcast for the show, you can go to m.freetalklive.com, m as in mobile.freetalklive.com.
If you've ever been the victim of an injustice and then decided to do nothing about it because attorneys are just so expensive, then jurisdictionary.com is the course for you. It's a course for people who don't have the money for attorneys or people that do have attorneys and want to keep an eye on what they're doing. It teaches you how to use the court's rules. This is the kind of the education that you should have gotten in school regarding civics and law and that kind of thing. Well, jurisdictionary.com, they make it available to you. The four CD course is so easy the average eighth grader could learn it in a weekend. It works for plaintiffs or defendants in civil or criminal matters in state or federal courts and around the world, any of them that use the English common law system. And you can go to jurisdictionary.com, download the free tools that they have there for you, and buy the course. When you do buy the course, be sure to use the pull-down menu and mention Free Talk Live. It's jurisdictionary.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. Let's continue with your thoughts and your calls. Michael, listening in Norfolk to WTAR. Hello, Michael.
Hello.
Hey, you're on
the air. Yes, how are you?
Go ahead, sir.
Thank, Thank you so much. Listen, you're doing a great job here. I want to commend you for bringing in corrections on the story about the SWAT team raid in Stockton, California. We talk about freedom. We have to understand that it's rooted in truth. And truth requires a tremendous amount of discipline and effort to get the right information, mm-hmm. the right knowledge, and to apply wisdom in interpreting that knowledge. And our big problem in terms of fascism in history and communism boils down to the basic truth that men used religion to make slaves out of people, and the fact of the matter is Christianity was the religion used. That combined with the politics of Rome that preceded Christianity.
Right, right. I mean, people have been made slaves by religion for longer than Christianity has been around.
People have made corpses by religion, too.
That's true.
Exactly, exactly.
But I agree with you. The pursuit of truth is a very valuable thing to look after, and making sure that you check yourself and question yourself is a very important part of that.
Okay, so let's talk about one very important untruth. The untruth that has given us the America that we have today was the notion that Ronald Reagan was a born-again Christian.
Yes.
That was sold to America by Jerry Falwell, mm-hmm. and in response to that, James Robinson, who had been the kingpin in that movement, he immediately went out of that meeting and wanted to kill himself, and has confessed it many times on television, how he wanted to drive his jet airplane into the ground. Now, the reason why he did that is because he knew that he had been a part of something that betrayed Jesus Christ.
I'm confused here for a moment. You said that the reason why America is the way it is because Ronald Reagan claimed to be a born-again Christian?
No, because Jerry Falwell claimed that he was a born-again Christian. Ronald Reagan never claimed to be a born-again
and
Christian.
And how does what Jerry Falwell had to say on some 700 Club or whatever, was that Pat Robertson? But anyway,
Pat Robertson.
On whatever interview he was interviewed where he said something like that, how does that have any bearing on America today? That's what I'm confused about.
Well, because he did that in August of 1980 at the religious, the National Religious Broadcasters Convention, and the National Religious Broadcasters brought together 43,000 pastors of churches, and they gave us Ronald Reagan, and they gave it to us on a lie, and we need to know more about that story.
Okay.
Because
is he not? I'm sorry. Has he answered the question? Because I don't think you've answered the question.
I think he's just pointing out that there has been some untruth in the political arena.
But that hasn't explained to me your claim, Michael, as to why it is that if Jerry Falwell made this claim and all these preachers or pastors came together to support Ronald Reagan, that they believed was a born-again Christian because Jerry Falwell claimed that he was. What bearing does that have on your claim of that the country is the way it is today because of that? That doesn't connect for me.
It fundamentally introduced the greatest concentration of corruption in American government that we have ever seen.
And how is that?
First of all, well, the reason they did that is because they knew they could not get the evangelical vote unless they could make somebody other than Jimmy Carter a born-again Christian running for office. Now, this was all planned. Ronald Reagan had been around for a long time. Nobody knew he was a born-again Christian because he wasn't. Everybody knew Jimmy Carter was because he was, and he wasn't ashamed to testify about
it. And so what? You've still yet to make a coherent point.
Well, I think what he's trying to say is that the religious right, so to speak, kind of hitched their wagon to Reagan and misrepresented what Reagan was about to their flock in order to get the vote, which was fraudulent, which was a lie. Reagan never denied it, and Reagan played along with it a bit, but Reagan did usher in an era of big government and corporatism like we've never seen before. He was the one really back in the 80s that ushered in what we have today. compared to it accelerated greatly.
I'm not going to believe for a moment that the fact that somebody lied about Ronald Reagan's religious beliefs is in any way a significant factor on the way things are today. Whether Ronald Reagan was elected or somebody else was elected, the government still would have gotten larger and more intrusive and more oppressive. So it really seems like you're harping on this little needle in a haystack as though it means anything.
There were a lot of other problems with Reagan.
Ian, that's a wonderful question, the way you put it. Okay, understand something, that if you have unpaid political advertisement going on hundreds of radio stations, hundreds of television stations, all under the guise of religion, with everybody being brainwashed to believe that the real issue is abortion and prayer in school, when Jerry Falwell disbanded the moral majority, he didn't give the money that for an organization that was created to stop abortion to abortion organizations. No,
Michael, I am with you to the point where I'm no fan of organized religion. I don't think people should be lying, but you've not even come close to convince me that this is in any way relevant, your claims, as far as the idea that Ronald Reagan was a born-again Christian, misleading people, somehow having any kind of significance regarding the way things are today. And I've given you multiple opportunities to prove it, and I thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231.
And, you know, when Reagan was president, I remember on the news sometimes they'd casually mention that they had an astrologer that he and Nancy used to consult with, and it was pretty well known, but there was this duality there where you had the religious right supporting him rapidly, and yet this guy really wasn't even claiming to be a Christian. He had an astrologer that he consulted with.
New Age, huh?
And I don't know. I've read some stuff about sort of the converting. If you'll take a look at the elections throughout the years, the presidential elections, and take a look at which states were red and which ones were blue, there was a fundamental change in the late 70s and, you know, when Reagan was elected in that time frame. And the Dixiecrats kind of switched from the Democrat Party to the Republican Party, and that's the Bible Belt.
Yeah.
And it may be that the caller was trying to hit on that. Do I think it's all of the problems? No, by no means. But I do think that there's something to be said for the switchover of conservative Democrats to the Republican Party, the Reagan Democrats.
Yep.
I think it changed the face of politics.
If Falwell wants to get on a TV show and claim the man running for president, somebody running for president is so-and-so and such-and-such, how do I care? What does that matter? 1-800-259-9231. Matters is freedom, and Reagan didn't support that.
Julia Rubenstein tests bullfrog sunblock at the lake all summer long.
My husband jokes that I should be the poster child for sunscreen. I am blonde, blue-eyed, and extremely fair-skinned. I use Bullfrog Marathon Mist. It's just been a wonderful product. It dries within seconds. It's also sweat-proof and waterproof. I truly believe Bullfrog is better. I even have my dermatologist recommending it now.
Bullfrog Sunblock, the toughest waterproof protection under the sun. Based on testing standards, use as directed.
Sunday on History. Ice Road Truckers are back.
Woohoo!
But this time, the cracks are starting to show.
We don't need somebody who's going to come up here and be a hothead or a cowboy.
And the ice is thinner than ever.
Stop, break.
They may survive the elements, but can they survive each other?
Shouldn't have missed that gear.
Rookies don't last long here.
Ice Road Truckers, all new Sunday at 9 p.m. 8 Central, only on History.
Energy, energy, and more energy.
We all need it. Get the energy you need quick through the powers of wild forest extracts.
Wild chaga and birch bark are the secrets of the forest, used exclusively by Russian athletes. Wild chaga is the world's top source of superoxide dismutase, the critical enzyme that blocks the aging process. Chaga is good for your heart and even helps support healthy arteries. Wild birch extract is the top source of betulin, a natural sterol needed by every cell of the body. And healthy cells mean a healthy body and a more powerful you. No wonder it's known as a king of all herbs. Experience real energy and power like you've never dreamed possible. Take Chago Charge Tea with Wild Birch Bark every day and Chagamax capsules to get the energy you need.
You deserve it.
Order today by calling 877-817-9829. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Food prices are spiraling out of control. In order to survive, you will soon need to produce some or all of your own food in your backyard or small farm. Many years ago, sought-after radio guest Marjorie Wildcraft and her family began working to find the easiest ways to grow food for the crisis we are now facing. Marjorie created a video that is the fastest way to learn how to grow food. You'll learn the most efficient gardening methods, myths and truths of orchards and edible landscaping, effective predator protection, and even home butchering. Everyone is talking about Marjorie's DVD, and it's highly recommended by Jim Rawls, Jack Spurko, and Bountiful Gardens. Read her free reports on how to have a green thumb, making free fertilizer, and answers the question, do you need a gun to garden? If you want the security, savings, and freedom of food self-reliance, buy Marjorie's DVD and get the free reports at BackyardFoodProduction.com. Again, that's BackyardFoodProduction.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free and bring up whatever you'd like. 800-259-9231. Only moments remain, but enough time for you and your thoughts. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. And you'll find that the features on the site are free. Now, if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become an amplifier, which AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. The idea is you send in $3 a month to Free Talk Live, and then we'll take that money in and reinvest it into the show, get on more radio stations around the country, and bring more Internet listeners on board, exposing new people to the ideas of freedom. Because, gosh, that's important, isn't it?
It's been working.
Yeah, I think so. Over 100 affiliates now, thanks to listeners like you becoming amplifiers. Go to amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. Get more details there. So we continue with you and your phone calls, your thoughts. Ladies first. Sarah is listening in Illinois to XM Satellite Radio's America's Talk. Hello, Sarah.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, super. What's on your mind?
Well, a couple of things. I was listening to you. I just want to point out that when people talk about the government, there are two. One is the United States and the other is the federal. And both of them are not very nice. And I explain this to people because you have the Code of Federal Regulations, which takes care of federal agencies and whatnot, but then you also have the United States Code. So it tells us that there are two different entities here, but they overlap and they operate to us as one, but they are really two different entities. So
this is a new claim to me. You're saying that there are two different entities. One enforces federal regulations, the other the USC, the United States Code.
Right, they're two different codes. One.
Do they have two different sets of courts, though? I mean, do they have two different sets of enforcers?
Oh, they got two different everything, Gary. You've got, it all goes back through history to the day the southern states seceded, and American jurisprudence documented that they did secede in law, and they were forced back in under threat, duress, and coercion, as you said. What did they call it? Terrorism.
Mm-hmm.
They were forced back in, and I've read the documents on it. In fact, an attorney for D.C., Missouri, and Texas wrote an article on how it happened and what they had done. So he documented that point in history, and that was the turning point. So the government that's involved today when people talk about de facto, it truly is de facto because Congress never reconvened. And I'd spoken to
So what are you getting at?
So what I'm getting at is the debt that's supposedly out there, this $62 trillion debt or whatever. That's not our debt.
No, of course it's not our debt.
Their debt, right. Let Obama pay for that. Let the Congress people pay for that. They did this against what we have been telling them to do. But one interesting point when you were talking
about... Well, some people are telling them they want handouts. And
some people are saying tax the rich people more. They can afford it.
Right, right. I know. And it comes down to growing up is sometimes difficult. And we expect our teenagers to grow up. Well, it's time that we start growing up and start lobbing off all the socialist programs, which are, in fact, detrimental to what America is supposed to be about.
That sounds good to me. I'm with you that far. And thanks, Sarah, for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you.
To go in a little bit more to what she had mentioned, there was a court case called U.S. versus USA a while back that you might want to research a little bit because it seems like there might be some truth to what she's saying. I don't know the degree to which it is, but there's court cases to make those distinctions.
Well, in a lot of cases, the legal land theories very much seem like they could be for real, like the idea that the government writes your name in all capital letters and it's because you're a corporation and da-da-da-da-da. Like, it all seems like it could make sense and that it's, yeah, okay, that I get that. But if you actually try to apply the ideas in any sort of real form, like by telling the court, well, that's my name in all caps, sir, and that is therefore not me because my name is a capital letter and then small letters, that doesn't work. They won't do anything. And the idea that you could somehow, and she wasn't proposing.
She was just saying this was the origins of it.
Yeah.
And I suppose one can make the claim. All I know is the government is too big, too intrusive, and it spends way too much money. These people are they've as far as I'm concerned, they've destroyed the company. Not they're destroying the country. It's destroyed. Duh.
There also are those who claim that in 1933 that the United States government went into receivership, and it's been ever since. There's a lot of theories on it, and there's a lot of cases and information that would seem to imply that that could be true, but there's no definitive evidence.
Right, and in that case, the government's bankrupt, and the people that are holding it in that receivership would be like China and other countries, right?
People who own the debt.
The Federal Reserve, the bankers of the Federal Reserve, that kind of thing.
But it's, to me, it doesn't matter. I mean, they're, like you said, Mark, the government gets bigger, whether there's a United States and a United States of America or a federal government or regulation enforcers versus the USC or whatever the division is, they're terrorizing people, they're destroying lives, they're killing, they're stealing, and I don't care which group of them it is that's doing it. I don't want either of them. If there are two U.S. governments, I don't want either of them.
If there's three, I don't want
I don't want the secret government. I don't want the USC government. I don't want whatever the heck it is that's out there. I don't want anybody telling me how to live my life. As long as I'm not harming anybody, I want to be left alone. Let's continue, though, with your calls and your thoughts. Tom, listening in Virginia to WTAR. Hello, Tom.
My thunder has been stolen there a little bit. I did want to talk about that expatriate and inpatriate, but you kind of covered that. But Ronald Reagan, he did attend Bohemian Grove, and I'd just like to add that to you.
Okay, what does that mean to you?
Well, it means to me that's a sinister organization. These are the people who are... They're just like the Bilderbergers and all the other groups. I mean, they're evil.
Well, like, what kind of, backing do you have that the folks that are going to...
Listen, I wish you men would spend more time on YouTube and look at it. I know you're intelligent.
I've seen the Bohemian Grove video, man. Don't jump to conclusions.
It's very wicked. If you've seen it, you should understand.
I was asking you to explain it. That's all. I know what the Bohemian Grove is.
Okay. Well, when they walk around in robes and they look like they're doing these mock sacrifices, it just looks real evil to me.
That's creepy, no doubt.
Isn't it the sacrifice of care? So it's the
cremation of care.
What is it?
The cremation of care.
Cremation of care. Yeah.
I mean, what's that mean? I mean, it's being carefree. I don't know. I don't want to interpret what these people are doing. I don't know what they're doing.
You can look at it and you should be able to tell it's quite
I've read books on it, and the guy that was writing it went in with Alex Jones and said he had an entirely different interpretation of his experience.
Well, it's no mystery to me. I'm not trying to. But anyway, another interesting thing I thought was
just dismiss whatever it is you said.
with George Bush Sr. When you go to YouTube and you look at Bush and Reptile, and you can see this man's eyes turn reptilian.
So you believe that? Okay, now you've gone
off
the deep end.
Tell me how to see George Bush Reptile. I got to see that crap.
I want to see
check it out on YouTube and suck all the blood out of his body.
Someone's been watching too many episodes of V. Thanks for the call. Appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231.
They can do some amazing things with Photoshop and special effects, though, too.
Yeah, absolutely. You can't believe everything you see. And really, that comes down to this whole Bohemian Grove thing, where, for those that don't know, there's this place in California that the elite get to party at. It's the Bohemian Grove. It's very secure. There's guards everywhere. Alex Jones snuck in. He's a talk radio show host. He snuck into the Bohemian Grove, allegedly, and caught video footage of this cremation of care thing, which, you know, seems to be some sort of creepy ritual, where there's some giant owl god named Moloch or something like that, and they sacrifice, there's some sort of, I don't think they actually sacrifice anything. But
yeah, it's supposed to be a mock human sacrifice, and I have a friend who's been there, and you know, he invited me to go. I said, I don't think so. But it's creepy either way. It's not my thing. But
what you're saying, Mark, is that the guy who went in with Alex Jones had a completely different perspective on it.
Yeah, the way he saw the owls was kind of like the H at the Hilton Hotel. You know, there is an owl-themed park, and they've got a big owl there. Yeah, they do a ceremony called the cremation of care or whatever, but he didn't see it the same way. And I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I don't think that because one puts on some robes and does some kind of ritual that one is necessarily trying to ruin the world for everybody.
Right.
Else.
I mean, how many college kids have had a toga party, for instance?
Sure, that's true. And there were even stories about Rand Paul. They had some kind of weird thing they used to do for fun at their frat house. But these are older men, and some of them, you know, you look back at the Yale and the Skull and Bones thing, where the Skull and Bones group has been sued by Geronimo's family because they allegedly stole Geronimo's skull, and they used that for their ceremony. So there could be something to it. It sounds a little strange, but you know, we're not there, so we don't know.
Well, here's what I think. I think that there are rich and powerful people in the world, and I think those rich and powerful people likely want to control you and me because we are the wealth producers.
Mm-hmm.
And those rich and powerful people travel in some of the same circles with other rich and powerful people. That much is true. Some of those people probably have clubs and rituals of things that they do. I don't think they eat children. I don't think that they...
I do. I think they do.
I don't think they do any of that stuff.
All right. We're out of time for tonight. Back tomorrow night. Join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be. And find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at crossbreedholsters.com. Again, that's crossbreedholsters.com.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.